now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
In millions of American homes, mine included, families are sitting down right about now to enjoy Christmas dinner, with gifts from earlier in the day nestled under the tree. But in the offices of more than a few sports executives, visions of something other than sugar plums are dancing in their heads. Indeed, according to the USA Today, some of the nation's biggest college athletic programs will have to make do with a lot less, thanks to the tax reform package passed last week. Many schools will have to dig down and pay more for big-money coaches and athletic directors. According to the USA Today article, starting next Monday, colleges and other nonprofit organizations will have to pay a 21% excise tax on annual compensation above $1 million paid to any of that organization's five highest-paid employees. At most big-time schools, that includes the football and men's basketball coaches, and possibly the athletic director and women's basketball coach. The University of Alabama, for instance, will have to pay a penalty of at least $1.2 million to cover the more than $7 million in base salary that it pays to football coach Nick Saban. Texas A&M will have to shell out more ducats to cover the salary of new football coach Jimbo Fisher, who fled the meager $5.7 million he was making at Florida State for a 10-year deal in College Station that will net him a reported $75 million. And while locally, the University of Maryland is ranked only 47th in terms of compensation to its football coach, DJ Durkin, it does pay him nearly $2.5 million a year. And that's on top of the $2.5 million Maryland pays annually to its men's basketball coach, Mark Turgeon. Since both Durkin and Turgeon are almost certainly among the five highest-paid Maryland employees, it would appear that someone at College Park is going to have to cough up some cash. In all, the USA Today article estimates that 65 public colleges and universities will have to shell out $30 million in this new tax just to cover football coaches. The bill also changes the taxation of income for unrelated businesses. In an athletic context, that could mean more taxes on things like a university's golf course, sports camps run by coaches, and sports medicine and physical therapy facilities that are open to the public. Many of these costs could be borne by big money donors, who use their purchases of tickets and the wining and dining of clients during games as business expenses and thus tax deductions. But the bill will eliminate those deductions, and some schools are already encouraging donors to pony up before next Monday to take full advantage. Look, there's clearly a discussion to be held about the wisdom and the ethics of colleges and universities paying out millions to non-classroom employees. But in the real world, the discussion is more about who will foot the bill for the largesse of college athletic departments. And that lump of coal will likely end up in the stockings of students through higher fees and taxpayers. God bless us, everyone. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com and follow me on Twitter at sportsatlarge. Until next week, for all of us here, I'm Milton Kent. Merry Christmas. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the games.